real news and great conversation. A Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Adobe Analytics projects that $40.6 billion will be spent shopping online between Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday. But some shoppers like finding bargains the old-fashioned way, on foot. Renee Brown was one of them. She was at an outlet mall in Commerce, California.
It always shocks me when I step, on the grounds here. But you know what? People are excited. They're excited to get out. And like I said, it's kind of like a sport to some people.
But weather could further complicate the holiday period for millions. There are nearly 1.5 million people under lake effect snow warnings from New York to Ohio. The president of Mexico told reporters there will not be a tariff war with the United States. It's after President-elect Trump threatened tariffs on Mexico and Canada over immigration. And French President Macron led a televised visit to the Notre Dame Cathedral, showing off the reconstruction 5 years after the devastating fire. It officially reopens next month. This is ABC News. It's election day in Ireland. The polls are open in what's been described as a close-fought election campaign. Back in the U.S., there are salmonella worries forcing an egg recall.
Hanson Brook Farms is voluntarily recalling over 10,000 units of Kirkland Signature Organic pasture-raised 24-count eggs due to potential salmonella contamination. The affected eggs were sold at Costco locations in Alabama, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Tennessee starting November 22nd. While no illnesses have been reported, salmonella can cause serious infections, particularly in vulnerable individuals. The eggs can be returned to Costco for a full refund. More information on the FDA website. Dave Packer, ABC News.
New warnings from China about a new potential trade fight over computer chips. Chinese officials now say they would take, quote, necessary actions if the U.S. blacklists Chinese chip makers. There are reports the Biden administration could put new restrictions on trade with hundreds of Chinese companies. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Get the family out of the house this holiday season and book a private event with us at Heights Pub and Parlor, located at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay. We provide an unmatched atmosphere where you can soak in the modern elegance of history. With seating for 32 and space for up to 100 guests, let our second floor parlor and third story loft treat you to top-notch service from a personal bartender and hand-picked food selections from our kitchen. 2024 dates are booking out fast, so secure yours now. Like and follow us on Facebook or check us out at heightsgb.com to discover more.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time, lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family-friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glickin Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Packers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers won in prime time, 30-17 over the Miami Dolphins. Green Bay jumped out to a 24-3 lead. I asked wide receiver Christian Watson how much the running game with running back Josh Jacobs helped the offense.
This is all 11 when it comes down to running, you know, making sure we're blocking on the outside because, you know, Josh is bound to break one at any time. And then, you know, obviously that helps us, you know, in other scenarios where, you know, they think runs come in, they load the box and we're able to get it out to the perimeter.
The Packers improved to 9-3 and faced the Lions next week. The Dolphins fall to 5-7. Are their playoff hopes over? Quarterback Tua Tagovailoa.
You know, I wouldn't say the dream's dead for our team just yet. Anything can happen in this league. You know, we're going to watch the film. We're going to look over things that we need to get better at. We're going to come back next week, and we're just going to keep chopping wood.
College football, Wisconsin hosts Minnesota today. The Badgers need a win to keep their streak of bowl game invitations of 22 years in a row still alive. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Flurries this morning, mostly cloudy and breezy all day today. Our high 26 with wind out of the west at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight down to 15. Tomorrow, sunshine 25. On Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 32. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
On the next New Wisco Weekend, we're bringing back one of our favorite issues. I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Terry Barr. It's all about joy, happiness, and simple ways you can share it.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to a Black Friday edition of Mino and the Mayor. Jim and John both have the day off today, but we're going to give you a little present today. It is one of our favorite times of the work week, and that is our Football Friday and Live Music Fridays. And we're going to feature 3 hours of great football, great local entertainment, all right here on this edition of Mino and the Mayor. Welcome to our Black Friday special right here on WISS and WGBW.
Hey, thank you very much. Mine on the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the young man who aspired to greatness. He wanted to make it big, but he had to claw his way to the top. A walk-on at Tulane University, a free agent in the National Football League, a man who starred in the silver screen in a semi-nude role. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the legendary.
Find out more about that.
Center of the Green Bay Packers, James Campen.
You're unbelievable.
He is, isn't he?
James Gang, what is going on?
Oh, not much. How are you doing?
Doing great. It's great to talk to you.
Unbelievable.
Well, the semi-nude scene. James was actually in a movie called Everybody's All American with Dennis Quaid and Jessica Lange, and he played the part of a football player, professional football player, and one of his parts, his speaking role got cut. I'll tell you the story. But they did use him in the shower from the back.
Wow.
Wow.
My hero.
How are the royalties coming in on that one?
Well, it's zero because they cut that speaking part out. That speaking part was three words was, that's Gavin. That's it. Yeah. So they cut it out.
I know, right? Sure. All right. So James Gavin, we're going to tell you this. We're debating here. Who was it? Dennis, maybe you would know. Every Friday, of course, we do a Packer player, courtesy of Burkle's One Block Over. But I ask the guys the same question. If you lined up all the Green Bay Packer players you know of and you've played with, whatever, who would be your first player drafted? And I don't know if it was Matt Brock or Don Majkowski who said James Campen would be the first guy I would draft. I thought that was pretty cool.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, I should have hired them as my agent.
Right? I guess so.
I believe it was Matt Brock.
Was it Matt Brock that said that?
Yeah. I believe it was Matt Brock.
And I think, James, I besides your talent, the skills, I think it was they talked a lot about your leadership ability.
Yeah.
And I think that's
the core.
That is great.
Oh, well, that's very nice of them. I mean, I was fortunate enough to have every coach that I played for, head coach, all the way back to high school, had won coach of the year. You just kind of steal some things from them, you know what I mean? And kind of to help develop who you are. And so I was very fortunate. I had great, great, great leaders.
I just love hearing that. But I'm sorry.
No,
Dennis,
go ahead.
Dennis had a question for you. But I just think coaching today, even when you're talking about, you know, it wasn't that long ago, but back then and today, this coaching is so much more than teaching the X's and O's. I mean, and some of these guys really, really need some leadership and some, I don't know, discipline, for lack of a better word. And that's nice that you picked up on that and obviously used it when you played.
Yeah, and a lot of times I just think it's the relationships you have and the ability to talk openly and honestly without hesitation in a two-way conversation with a player to coach in this era of football is even has a greater need, in my opinion. You know, it doesn't mean you can't be hard on the player and, you know, and all that kind of stuff, of course. But if you have that relationship, it's a heck of a lot easier for the coach to, you know, to lay into a guy, get off your tail, let's get going. And also in the same way, within the confines of being, you know, a good person, a player would be able to say, Coach, I feel this. And you have those conversations. And a lot of times when those things happen, the conversations stay between the player and the coach and it doesn't get out into the media. And so then that doesn't create a whole nother problem. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. No question. Yeah. Actually, we had a thing talking yesterday about when Jim here was mayor of Green Bay for 16 years. And
I know who he is. I shook his hand twice, but he probably doesn't remember doing it. I can remember one time I shook his hand in the parking lot at Margaritas.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes, I
did.
Interesting.
Hello, Mayor. He doesn't remember. I said, hello, Mayor. And he looked at me. He said, oh, hi, how are you? I said, fine. I put my hand out. And he shook my hand quick. I mean, he was quick like that, John.
I was afraid of you.
No. He didn't know who the hell I was. I was wearing shorts, and it was like 25 degrees. He's this idiot, you know?
Oh, good memory.
Yeah.
Dennis.
You
remember that.
So it says a lot about you, though, my good sir, that you scrapped your way to the top. I mean, you know, you're a plan B guy. I mean, undrafted, free agent, you know, but you stuck around the game. You showed people how it's done. I mean, you helped develop 7 Pro Bowl players in Green Bay. And those guys weren't exactly all-stars to begin with. You know, you had some talent there that you had to do some refining with. So I don't know, what would you say is the secret? Is it getting in their head a little bit to refine them a little bit, challenge them? How did that all turn out?
Ultimately, it's the players that are the ones who end up making the decision to embrace change and those things. And then those guys all did. A lot of those guys did. And the ones who, you know, that didn't make, you know, get the accolades that their teammates made. But I'll say this, and I do believe this. I think that the process is so important from a standpoint. It makes it so much easier when you have high character people and you're coaching high character people. And, you know, the scouting department at Green Bay does such an incredible job of, you know, what type of character he is, what type of teammate is he going to be, what does he project to be. A lot of those things go unnoticed. It's just not what you see. Yeah, everybody can see that someone's a really good player, has potential to be a really good player based on their film, but the film doesn't. The film talks to you only so much from a playing experience, but when the scouts come in and they talk and say, wow, this guy had this, they don't just say, okay, we're not going to take him. Just to give you, to give the coach such a, it's all the way back to when Mr. Wolf was here, and that was like, gosh darn, you know, they give it a way of saying, look, this player is this. So when you go in the interview, you go meet him at the combine, maybe ask this question and get your own opinion, you know? And I think that the fact that they bring in good people, it sure makes coaching a lot easier, you know?
Yeah,
and it's just, you know, and the other side is too, is you just don't, just because maybe a player struggles with a certain concept or a scheme or some play, you know, sequencing. Well, as a coach, it's you have to find a way to have him learn that. And I think, again, it goes back to be able to have hard conversations and sincere to care about players so they care about you, and you move on. You can accelerate that learning process so much. So I do appreciate my name associated with those people, but believe me, there were so many hands in selecting those type of players that are the undrafted free agent or the fourth round pick. And you say, God, how did this happen? Well, first and foremost, it's got to start with the player. They're how they're brought up, they the parents, you know, that factors in a ton. But ultimately, it starts too as far as getting them here and understanding who they are. Those scouts are out there doing that stuff 3 years before this happens. Okay. So they have a model and a process, and then the coach takes them from there. So it's everybody. It really is.
Hey James, I know you got to run. Quickly here, but we
love. I don't run anymore.
Well, we'd love
Although
to.
I did get 2 new knees about 16 months ago.
Okay,
and I was very, very excited. So I think I can't run, but in my mind, when I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, you know what, just give me like one more series. and I think I could do it, John. I do.
I really believe do, it. Buddy. Hey, I got to ask.
I think I could. As long as there's no nose guard. I was
as long as John Randall isn't out there.
Yeah. It's going to be a 4-3 defense.
I got to ask you, one that I ask everybody else, if you had every Packer player you've ever played with and you get the first pick and they're in their prime lined up against the gym wall, who's your first selection?
Boy, that's, you know what, you do what those players do all the time. They say to me, they say, hey, Coach Campy, hey, who's your the best line you ever coached? Oh, I ain't doing that.
No way.
Who's your favorite kid?
No. I know. No shit, right? I'm sorry.
I know. Okay. That's true, though.
But I tell you, the guy, who would I pick is the first pick. I tell you. And you're talking about when I was playing.
No, right? Just in general, just in all the Packers you've seen in your era and covering them and coaching against them at times. And who's that one guy you would want on your team?
Oh God, I can't do that. Okay. If I do that, I'm going to get like 15 texts. Like, I thought I was the favorite guy. You know?
All right. Okay.
I'll tell you a guy who's very unsung in my opinion, who he would be in my top 10 without a doubt, 100%, maybe top five, Scott Wells.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, this guy, you know, he wasn't as big as some and this and that, but he was such an impactful leadership from understanding and what we were trying to do, what was put in by the coach, what was put in offensively by the coordinators. And he was like having a coach on the field. I mean, this guy, and he was a darn good ball player now for a smaller guy. He was smaller. He was like me, small, but he, you know, I tell you, I just have so much respect for him. And his players did, too, because they knew that he was a problem solver at the line of scrimmage. Mm. And, you know, the quarterbacks knew. Everybody knew that Scotty was going to do that. And he would get pissy and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that was okay. But I would literally, I'd be up there installing the game plan. And he would point out saying, hey, that doesn't read right. Well, what do you mean? He'd go back like six pages, or he'd see a little paddle that's, you know, a little drawing that, you know, they're saying this guy draws over here. How come that one's at a 45-degree angle? This one looks like it's a little bit tighter. Do you want me to go on the inside number, or do you want the tight end to do on the outside? Oh, yeah, he was that technical.
That's awesome.
And he could see the game that way, but he not only could see it on paper, he could make it come to life in practice so much faster. And I mean, there's calls and line calls. The things that go unnoticed in the Super Bowl that he spotted out, and it's confirmed by Aaron and by the other guys. Oh, yeah, that is the pressure. Here it comes. You know, so it's just like he would definitely – he'd be in the top five or six of guys. Oh. I would
– Hey, I just got to ask
right off the bat.
I just got to ask you, James. Yes, you've played for some teams.
We got 1 minute for you, James.
Just who do you follow? Okay. Are you still in the game? Do you follow somebody? Johnny and I bet we don't want to get into that right now. But what do you do on Sundays?
What do I do on Sundays? Well, I'm watching the games and all that stuff. You know, I do a lot of stuff like that. I'm here. I'm here in Green Bay this week.
Right.
I'm here, and you know, I'm doing consulting with the Packers. I don't know if you knew that, John.
Yep, absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah, so I'm watching the game from a different
perspective.
You know, different lens, yeah, perspective.
All right, James, now, can we guarantee we'll get you here in the studio one day? Doesn't have to be Friday, any day during the week? One day?
Well, where is the studio?
Downtown. The studio? Downtown Green Bay.
Right across from Schreiber.
Oh, it's close.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It depends, though. It has to be a couple of qualifications.
No. We're bringing you in. No, I'm going to come pick you up.
Actually, we're in New York
James
City.
James has to leave. James Campin, thank you, my friend.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
Oh, no. My phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. This Black Friday, trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Hurry into Verizon this Black Friday. Service plan required for Watch and Tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, Watch and Tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I've got some wonky terminology, so bear with me. I'm talking about credit utilization and how that affects your credit score. Credit utilization just means how much of your credit you're using. So let's say you have a $10,000 limit on your credit card. Now, lots of us think it's okay to spend up to that $10,000 every month as long as you pay it off in full at the end of the month. Well, it turns out the credit bureaus, these agencies that assign us our credit scores, they only want us to use maybe 10, 20, or maximum 30% of our credit limit each month. Like $1,000 to $3,000 tops if you've got $10,000 in credit. And your credit utilization counts for 30% of your total credit score. I don't love the rules, but knowing them helps us manage our credit scores the way we want to. For more about credit scores or just about getting good at money, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube.
S&K Accounting and Tax Service in Green Bay reminds us that no one anywhere is more noble, righteous, selfless, or courageous than our United States Armed Forces. Many of them will not be home for the holidays. Let's send them a military care package to let them know they're in our thoughts and prayers. Visit sendacarepackagetoday.com to find out how. This from S&K Accounting and Tax Service in Green Bay. Call 920-499-5099.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor Black Friday Special. We are taking the best portion of our week, well, our favorite portion, where we talk football on Fridays with Burkle's One Block Over and our great live music series courtesy of the Heights Pub and Parlor in Green Bay. We're taking it, and we're featuring football and music all morning long. Guys, have the day off. We'll be back on Monday morning. Enjoy this very special Black Friday edition of Mino and the Mayor on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
Special thanks, James Campen, for joining us on Football Friday from Burkle's One Block Over. We got to get James in the studio for at least an hour.
Just texted him.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
Because we're just scratching the surface with him right there.
There's so much he's going to say.
Oh, my gosh.
You know?
There's a treasure trove.
His story is unbelievable.
But I was telling Jim the story during the break here. He invited me over for a cookout one time when he was playing. Okay? The other guest who came, who he invited, was Frankie Winters. Frankie Winters was brought in, given a huge bonus for one reason, to take over James Campen's starting spot.
Sure, yeah.
Who else in the National Football League, you're having a backyard barbecue, and you invite the guy that they just brought in to take your place?
Yeah.
Now, doesn't that say something about the quality of a person?
Well, I'd poison his food.
Well, I know. Yeah, I would invite him over too. Not even a question. That's not a question.
Heck, come on over.
I just came right out.
Hey, drink. Hey, Mayor... Gingrich, if you're listening,
don't go to
Jim's cookout. It won't end well.
Well, what I liked about what he was saying was, you know, he really talked a lot about the character. Wells, that's so important.
Bad character guys makes coaching a nightmare at times. Because I forget what major league manager it was. How do you develop a team? What do you think is the most important thing for a manager? He says the most important thing is to keep the guys who absolutely hate me because they're not playing away from the guys who are playing. And that's the truth. Because I've told you about a receiver one time for the Packers,
and he told
all the young receivers that the media considered them a joke. So I'll tell you who it was. It was Sterling Sharp. And he actually had hats made that said Joke Squad.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Remember that?
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, you talk about you can lead a guy one of two ways, and he convinced these guys that the media is all on you, don't talk to them, blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, there's two different types of locker room leadership.
Well, and I think sometimes people think leaders are good. There's bad leaders.
Absolutely.
I mean, but they got the same skills. They bring consensus, you know, they get them fired up. They find out what their hot ticket is. And, you know, from Hitler down to some people right here in this community, I mean, there's some bad leaders. And if you get one of those in the locker room, that can be a cancer.
No question. Wow. No question. None.
They bring on one, then three, then 10. All of a sudden,
I will say this. I'm not sure that's a major factor really in winning and losing, because I read about Charles Haley when he was with the Cowboys and the 49ers. The problems he caused were unbelievable, where the coach couldn't handle them anymore. And now there was a new thing coming about Aaron Hernandez that had played for the Patriots.
How horrible of a person he was in the locker rooms
and everything. Yeah. So, I mean, when you're an assistant coach and you're not the head coach where it's like, well, I'm just going to cut this guy. You're an assistant, so you have to slog through that.
Yeah.
That's not easy.
And you don't have the power to do that. The GM does. So you have to deal
right.
with it.
You know? But you know what? In both of you guys, I think could relate. Whereas with you, you know, with staff members or whatever, and you with band members, whatever. I mean, there's all kinds of behind the music documentaries how that one person can destroy a great band.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. It takes one, well, sometimes just a little seed that gets planted.
That's what I mean.
Indiscriminately, and next thing you know, it becomes a festering thing.
Absolutely.
And we got to say the word festering this morning, which I think
I
is
like
great.
That.
Fell on that.
Let's try to use it every show next week.
Sounds good.
Have you met my uncle
festering
Fester?
Wound.
This week's password is festering.
We're going to play that one. You're going to play with us one day, Dennis.
Oh, yeah.
We have you and Nikki.
Oh, outstanding.
Okay? And what, each one of us will be with, you know, giving the password type thing to you guys.
This will be fantastic.
Yeah, we're going to do that. Coming early next week, we're going to do that.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Restraining orders at the door.
Yeah. You know, another thing, though, with these former Packers, it's cool hearing about, you know, what you have to get away from something sometimes to respect what you're doing. And these guys all seem to respect the fact that, you know, whether it's God-given abilities or, like he said, it was his coaches that got him there. I think when they look back, a lot of the satisfaction isn't from the fact that they did it, that their families and their coaches, the people that got them there, they want them to relish in some of that success. I think that's cool.
I think a lot of life is like that. I mean, right? I mean, you're successful, Dennis is, but, you know, there are a lot of people that helped you get to the party.
Oh, well, without a doubt. And I think it says a lot about him, though. He talked about how the team brought in quality players.
Yeah.
He was talking about himself at the same time, you know, indirectly. You know, then that's the lovely thing to hear from
Jim. Brought up something during the break about a guy that Brett Favre wanted here desperately and was all horked off because they didn't get him, Randy Moss. And Jim knew somebody very high up in the Pack organization who said, nope,
ain't gonna happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And because of that character.
Sure.
And I'll give, you know, we are a little different in that we're community owned and, you know, that interpret that how you want. But, you know, I think the Packers care very much about their image. And in this community, and the community's been very, very supportive of the Packers, too.
That slipped back in the early 80s, though, you know. There's a lot of trouble, and
oh,
there's a reconcentrated effort to bring in good people after
that. And if you want people to support you and vote for taxes to keep you going, and just you need that. They want to be proud of you. And I think you make a good point, Johnny, that, you know, winning isn't everything. I know we had a very famous coach who said that.
But very dysfunctional teams that can win.
You take that Hernandez, and you take that...
bad stuff.
It's unbelievable what he did.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, talk about Randy Moss. You want to know a little thing? Okay, we know how he is on the field and had some issues off the field, but he did something that got him cut from the Minnesota Vikings. Every Friday, they would have a different restaurant cater for all the players.
Mm-hmm.
And this one time, they had this kind of a smaller Italian restaurant, and it was just all laid out, the ravioli. And Randy Moss walks in and goes, what the bleep is this bleep? And he like overturns one of the tables.
Come on.
And starts screaming at the guy, get out of here. Bring some real food. What the hell's the matter with this organization? Bring it. And I guarantee you that had a lot to do with Randy Moss no longer playing for the Minnesota Vikings. But doesn't that say, I don't care how wonderful he is at going up high and making catches.
I would have cut him too.
Exactly.
And the networks bring him on TV.
I love that.
As a shining example, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Michael Irvin is another example too, is similar to that. It's like, come on, really?
I sometimes think,
why do you get a Michael Irvin? Okay, you got caught with two dinner plates of cocaine and four strippers. What is the problem with that?
Well, how many? How much time do we have?
Isn't that your Friday night at the casino?
How much time do we have to break that one down?
And everybody just kind of sloughs it off. Yeah, I agree with you there, man. But you know what? The James Campins of the world, I know he coached a lot.
Great.
I guarantee you the people that played for him, under him, I guarantee you everyone will say, James Campin, best coach I ever had.
And I believe it.
Someday, those people we're talking about are going to be 60. You're younger than that, Dennis, but they're going to look back. And not that 60's over, but I mean, you get a little reflective because it's kind of like a career change. And, you know, I guess I was kind of a jerk. You know what I mean? Like, I really hope that they really think.
I just got to tell you one thing that's a stab to the heart all the time. When I look at all these medical things, how far you should be able to run when you're 40 to 49, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Then they just have 65 plus because it's like, we don't care anymore. You know what? Do whatever you want.
You're on
just,
Social Security.
Yeah, do whatever you want. You're
Medicare.
Fine.
It says pulse.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, we're so unimportant now. They won't even list our age, which should be. Wow. When we come back, live music, Brad Bordini from the Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series with Glam Band Dennis. Back after this.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Well, let me tell you, it's not just cheese boxes that start flying off the shelf during the holidays. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. Dana Rohde with the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers says their statistics show people buy a lot of potatoes during the holidays.
So I have data from 2023 that shows that consumers across the nation spent roughly $220 million on 265 million pounds of fresh potatoes. So they're buying potatoes every week of the year, but there's a sizable increase, especially during the holidays, just because consumers are looking for any kind of potatoes to include in their holiday celebrations.
Dana Rohde with the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers. She's their consumer education specialist. She also reminds you, potatoes are not only good on your pocketbook, they're good for your body. A potato has as much potassium as a banana, and it also offers vitamin C.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And it may seem like it's a long ways off, but plans are already underway for the 2025 Midwest Horse Fair. Their theme, Journey Home. The dates for the big event, April 11th through the 13th at the Alliant Energy Center grounds in Madison. They're also reminding horse owners, if you'd like to be involved in hands-on learning with their clinics that are held at the Midwest Horse Fair, those applications are now being accepted. They're also getting ready to host the state's largest PRCA rodeo during the big event. Saddle bronc riding, bareback riding, steer wrestling, team roping, tie-down roping, barrel racing, and bull riding. Those rodeo dates are April 11th and 12th. Tickets go on sale for the rodeo beginning in January. You want to send in your application to be involved in a clinic? Go to MidwestHorseFair.com. There's a little food news for you on a Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Flurries this morning, mostly cloudy and breezy all day today. Our high 26 with wind out of the west at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight down to 15. Tomorrow, sunshine 25. On Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 32. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane, Matt, and Aaron. And Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Matt Rothschild is going to be sitting in the big chair to break down all the news with analysis and humor. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to a Black Friday edition of Mino and the Mayor. Jim and John have the day off. We hope you had a great Thanksgiving yesterday. Today, we're featuring some great football talk and great live music. We feature it every Friday on Mino and the Mayor in the 8 o'clock hour. Great football. Football Friday brought to you by Burkle's One Block Over and our live music series with Heights Pub and Parlor in Green Bay. That's what we're featuring today. Here's some great music from the show.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Once again, special thanks to James Campen. Well, right now, we have a very special guest, Brad Bordini, for the Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series. Dennis, take it away.
Great to see you in studio, my friend. Good to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We're just talking about, as Mark Hewson was leaving, we're talking about this whole show should be called It's a Small World After All.
Right.
First of all, Mark and I are neighbors, didn't really know that.
Oh.
Then Mark, you know, talks about how he knows you, and we were just talking off how...
His wife was one of my daughter's friends in high school.
Yeah, right.
It's just unbelievable how small this world is, man. So anyway, if you could tell us a little bit about your background and what brought you here, et cetera.
I've been playing music for... I've been playing for music for like, I don't know, 30 some years. And actually you had my very good friend and bandmate, Kurt Gunn, on recently. And so he reached out to, we have a small group of really close musicians. And he reached out, he said, hey, you guys should get in touch with them. And
that's awesome.
They're wonderful people and you'll have a good time.
This is our favorite segment of the week.
The word is getting out.
Everybody talks about it. We love it.
Yeah, this is awesome. It's really great to have you on board, my friend. Yeah.
And even for us, like Jim and I, to sit this close to you, the musicians doing it, it's like, whoa, I pulled back the curtain and how you guys do these.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people know you and you've got an interesting background. And I want to get to the music, but do you mind? I mean, sort of share a little bit about, you know, what you've been going through. Because we try to like inform people and to be healthy, be good, just enjoy the music that we have here, all the talent. But, you know, you're fighting something right now that you're getting through. And I just start thinking about you.
Yeah, we were just discussing that before we came on. And so I was diagnosed with a stage 3B colon cancer in May, and just happened to notice some blood, you know, and reached out to my sister-in-law's a surgeon and reached out to her, and she got me set up with some people and found out I had a tumor and some cancerous polyps and stuff. So I had surgery. Recovery is about six weeks after that.
It's very curable.
Chemo. Yeah,
it is. But getting the, we talked about colonoscopies. Guys don't like that.
Encourage it, please.
You're the guy.
I'm not promoting substance use at all. But I'll tell you, the stuff they give you,
we just talked about that.
It's like the best nappy.
I've had so much pain from a pinched nerve in my neck.
Okay.
Can we talk outside?
So Johnny's going.
I'm not pushing. I have nothing.
All right. Okay. All right. Johnny's going in for another colonoscopy so he can sleep better.
Yeah. There you go.
Anyway, welcome. Your wife's dad, doctor.
What's that?
Isn't your wife's dad a doctor as well?
Yeah, he passed away, but he was a surgeon. No, it's okay. He was a surgeon. Dr. G.
Everybody knew him. Everybody knew him. So how are you doing with the music scene?
We're doing great. I released my second album in December, and it was nominated for a lot of kind of like the Grammys. We had the Whammies.
Oh, yes. We were a couple of the presenters.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right.
Good for you. Congratulations. Yeah,
so I just had surgery, so I got out of, like, I had to make myself walk and do the requirements to get out, and I'm like, I got to go to the award show. I'm nominated. So they were, the hospital staff was wonderful. But
were you there?
Awesome. I ended up being there. I was kind of there. I mean, I was on some pain meds, but I had the fortune of being nominated for many awards there.
Good
and,
for you.
And then, but I've been just, it's been a whirlwind since. We've been playing duos with, I have the Brothers Gunn, which is with Kurt Gunn. And then like last night we were at the Porch in De Pere, which Jackson Mankowski is a musician in town. And if you haven't had him on, you got to have him on.
I think he's coming on. We just talked about him.
Perfect. Well, Jackson started the Porch.
We know his dad.
Okay. Yeah. Woody. But he started the Porch. We did a writer's round last night, which I think we're going to make it a series. And it was me, Kurt Gunn, Jackson Mankowski, and Michael Grabner, who also you should have on.
It's a writing session type thing?
We just sit and we talk about what we've already written and recorded.
Okay.
And then we all jam together. It was like all four of us with acoustic.
Oh, that's
it was
neat.
Almost like the Eagles.
Very kind of.
That's awesome.
I was telling Todd, I asked her if he had seen the documentary. It's old now, but the last season or the last show of the band when the band.
Oh, the Waltz?
The Waltz.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah. Oh,
isn't
awesome.
That awesome?
Yeah. It's four discs too. Like,
yes.
If you listen to it,
it's fantastic.
Wild. Yeah.
But that
remember those
things,
CDs? Remember we had those?
Yeah. I got a box of them if you need some.
Right. Yeah. We give them at shows as coasters, you know, for people that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Cool. Good stuff.
You write your own music?
Yeah. Write all my own stuff. I'm actually, I'm in the studio tomorrow, finishing up a lot of my parts for my third album down at Rock Garden Studios in Appleton with Mark Goldie. He's a phenomenal producer.
And great hands there.
Yeah, definitely. And
Can I ask a quick question? Where's the Porch? I've never heard of the Porch.
Yeah, it used to be called like the After Club or something. It's on the backside of Indipir, the backside of the Comedy Club. So if you go, you know, kind of like Gallagher's parking lot, that large parking lot, Nicky's and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's right in there. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
So it's a really cool place. So it's a lot of fun. But I've been recording more, doing that. Actually, we have a very big show coming up on tomorrow, which is at the Epic Center.
Oh, wow.
That's going to be with a full band for me. So Brad Bordini Band, then Kurt Gunn Band will come on after that. And then we have... it's the Astronomers, which is a national act, but they're actually out of Fond du Lac, national act. And so they'll be headlining, and it's a Take Action Realty Group, which I work with them. Great, great group of people. They're hosting it and putting it on. So it's going to be an all day party there. It's called Fall Fest. Harvest Fest.
Okay.
And so they got tons of stuff, food trucks and activities and stuff all during the day.
And that's an epic.
Yeah. And tomorrow night is when the music is. Doors are like 6:30, I think.
Beautiful. When do the festivities start there in the parking lot?
I think that's early in the morning. I think it might even be earlier. If you go on Take Action Realty's Facebook site, they have all the details.
It's a great place to go to, and they got great facilities there. We love that place. I'm glad you're playing there. We'll have to get over there.
Can we hear a little something, Todd?
Yeah, you want to go ahead and give us the lowdown?
This segment is brought to you by our friends at Heights Pub and Parlor. They are proud to offer an array of delicious food, beverages, and top-notch service in a stunning setting right here in downtown Green Bay at 217 North Washington Street. Whether it's a signature pressed panini or prime Angus burger for lunch, or especially large plate for feature or dinner, let the Heights be your destination. Looking to host a private event or party, Heights provides the best ambiance and space with their second-story private parlor and third-story loft. For more information, check them out at Facebook at Heights Pub and Parlor or online at www.heightsgb.com. A great place to stop in, lunch, beverages, watch your ball game, whatever it is, stop on down at the Heights. They're amazing. And this man is amazing.
He is.
Brad Bordini.
So, Brad, when you get to the studio, we're going to get to a song real quick. Do you have your songs all developed in advance? You know exactly what the arrangement's going to be? Or do you kind of leave it open just to see what happens?
Just for interpretation?
So most of my stuff I have kind of dialed in. And I send it to the rhythm section. And then they play with it sometimes, you know. It's funny because I'll write something that's almost like this soft, sweet thing. And they come in just crashing on it. And I'm like, okay, I guess that's what we're going to go with, you know. But I learned from Kurt. He was my sage, and he said, whatever Mark tells you, Mark Goldie, whatever he tells you, just do it. You know, he's like, he's got a lot of awards, you know, so go with that, you know. So I just kind of let it develop as it is.
Mark's got a great spirit, a great ear, he just has that feel to help it develop a song. Let it develop on its own. Give it the organic ingredients that it needs. Completely. Just see it to fruition. He's amazing.
Awesome. Yeah, it's wonderful.
What would you like to play for us, my good sir?
This is I just figured with the cold and everything, and I was like, you know, I'm going to hold on to that hope of you know, summer and stuff. So this is one of my songs called Summer Days.
You're my brother.
All right. There we go. I'm on board.
Flying leaves, frozen ground, where you're breathing, I am bound. Catch the feeling of autumn days, simpler time and way. See the smile washing over all who find her. The ways I kept it so close for these summer days. Winter comes uninvited, little hope running high. Gather all inside your mind, chasing light to survive. See the smile washing over all who find her. See the ways I kept
that's so close for these summer days. Whether all the change that comes can't control what she does. Shine or rain remains the same. Remember, hide your love. See the smile washing over all who find her. See the ways I kept it so close for these summer days.
Great.
Very nice,
thank
Brad.
Thank you. Thank that, you very much.
I agree, an uninvited winter. When did you write? Did you write that in January? Or do you, like, where do you get your inspiration to write, I want to ask? But that song, I'm assuming you wrote in the winter.
Yeah. Actually, it was more about kind of the season of discontent. You know, in other words, kind of like a cold in relationships and stuff. But it also, you know, musicians always have dual meanings for everything.
Yes, you
know,
and, you guys do. And you're deeper thinkers than people like me. We're kind of on the surface.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I know this guy. Yeah, I know this guy.
But no, it's interesting because, you know, in my line of work, I was a psychotherapist for, you know, 20 years and did hospital work and everything. And what I found,
I like how it casually throws it. Well, I was a psychotherapist for 20 years.
Okay. All right. We're very conscious of what we do. Am I sitting okay?
Yeah. Right. Right. I'm analyzing everything. Right. Yeah. But what I noticed was, especially in this area, you know, wintertime, we have a lot of seasonal affect stuff. You know, a lot of people get really sad and down. And what's interesting, it's almost, I was talking about this last night at our show, you know, it's there's so many people that it's almost like dual personalities, you know, like you shift into this different feeling, right? and you got to hold on to hope. You have to find a way to hold on to hope. And just like while I'm going through the cancer stuff, you just shift your beliefs. You know, you literally have to just think your way through a lot of stuff. And that's not the only way to do it. Obviously you have to do many other things, but that's kind of where that came from. It was like idea of holding on to
search for the light.
Yeah.
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 That was cool.
Now Jim's going to ask this question. We got 2 minutes for this segment, but who was it that really lit that spark for you to do what you're doing right now?
You mean performing? You mean
yeah, like, no, just not performing, but to pursue music. I mean, that's
You know, it's interesting.
A gift.
Yeah, my dad, one of his best friends when he was, you know, kind of, this is like Vietnam time. His one of his best friends. His name was Beats, and his name was Bill Bruckner, and he was one of the old school, you know, the FM. Remember?
Sure.
Do you remember on old Saturday Night Live they had like the, you could switch between AM FM.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
He was like, "Hey guys, how you doing?" And then he switched, "Hey, you know, like the FM stuff."
Dan Aykroyd,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, right. And so that's who Beats was. He was kind of like the FM guy. And he was like, "Hey, you know," and so he was this amazing guy that would make like mixtapes for my dad, you know, and. So I grew up listening to, you know, Eric Clapton and you know, old school, you know, and then eventually Stevie Ray Vaughan and things like that and blues and stuff. So I just got into it. I taught myself how to play. I played, I don't know, 18, 19 instruments, something like that. But I just teach myself how to play them. And so that's just kind of how it sparked.
Awesome.
From my dad, you know.
You say you learned to play 18 or 19 instruments?
Yeah, yeah. I just kind of sit with them. My wife bought me a mandolin 1 year for Christmas, and I think in 30 minutes I was writing songs and all that stuff. It was really fun. So
mandolins are beautiful.
Oh yeah,
great way to learn. This is the right songs with
good stuff. Brad Bordini, Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series with Glam Band Dennis. We'll be back right after this.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Oh, hello, Michael. Santa here. I need special gift ideas for my list this year. Any suggestions?
Hey, Santa. How about a Simple Life hospitality gift certificate? It's the perfect present. Flexible, thoughtful, and truly unique.
Now, there's something different.
Our gift certificates are perfect for birthdays, holidays, or just because, with multiple amounts to fit any budget. Share the joy of this season. Give a Simple Life hospitality gift certificate. Visit SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Ho, ho! Thank Thank you, Michael.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to a very special edition of Mino and the Mayor. It's our Black Friday special. The guys have the day off today. Every Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour, we do a couple of very special things. Football Friday with Burkle's One Block Over. We feature a throwback Packer player every Friday morning. Always great insight from these guys. And then at 8:30, we featured the Heights Pub and Parlor music series. Great local musicians, and we've chosen some of our favorite former Packer players and the local artists to be a part of this show today. We hope you enjoy it. Monday morning, we'll be back at it bright and early with a live show starting at 6 a.m. Mino and the Mayor on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor and Glam Band Dennis in the house with Brad Bordini, our very special guest in the Heights Pub and Parlor music series.
Brad, I want to thank you so much for playing that song today. That's perfect for this time of year, my friend.
Thank you.
You must have known what, you must be my doctor, because that's just what I needed, my friend.
Right.
Because that's what I go through this time of year, is that transition from, from I live for summer. Yeah. I do, man. It's and then going this transition back into winter just doesn't feel right for me every year. It gets worse every year.
No question. And what's interesting is that you say that, I think we have to spend more time focusing on setting goals and finding ways to rejuvenate that. And there's many other things. I'm not giving like treatment advice here, but like light therapy and stuff, it's phenomenal. But I do have to say, I have to give credit where credit's due, because I think he's listening right now. Mr. Kurt Gunn did advise I play that song. So I give credit where credit's due. Right. So thanks, Kurt.
Thanks
good,
for
good
sharing
call,
it.
Buddy.
Yeah. We enjoyed having him here.
Yeah.
It'd be great to have you both in here someday.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Great. Yeah, I'm sure he would love that. Yeah.
That was great. Where can we see you? You talked about the facility, the porch in De Pere, but where else are you guys? Yeah, what's your Facebook and how can we follow you?
So I do have, if you search Brad Bordini on Facebook, there's two versions. I got my personal page, and I cross over all my stuff, because we do a bunch of different things in the community and whatever. But the one that has me with my fedora, like large hat and a guitar and stuff, that one's my band one. Okay. And then I have a personal one as well. But you can find most of my, performance dates on there. And then we have the Brothers Gunn. And again, that's also on Instagram as well. So we've got, two different accounts that way. And and then I'm playing. We play all over the place. There's a wonderful restaurant, The Lost Key.
Mm. Oh yeah!
If you haven't been there, it's phenomenal food.
Yeah, we've been hearing about that.
And the music's kind of kicking off a little bit more and more there. So, Danny over there is a great guy.
How cool it is to go to a restaurant and have you playing or two people. You know what? That just makes the night
thank
better.
You. Yeah,
that's awesome.
We enjoy it.
It sounds like you do.
So, how does a guy get, or as they say on TV, how do we get a hold of your music? How do we plug in? How do we?
Great question. So if you go any streaming platform, basically, I have once we get up and running, Mark's got yeah, I think he sends it out. I can't remember how we did that, but it's on a Spotify. It's okay. On YouTube videos, you know, stuff like that. So
how do you profit the most from your music besides Spotify? You get like 0.08 cents for every million, you know,
yeah,
plays.
I'm not supporting the family on that. That's for
yeah,
sure.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. How do we support you the best?
You know, I think you can purchase, the albums on, I think Bandcamp, stuff like that. So,
okay. Well, let's hear some more.
Or we can come and see you play and drop a 20 in the, yeah. So let's do that.
That would be
too.
Great. Yeah. All right. This,
tips are always appreciated for the,
there you go. There you go. So, all right. This, this one's, called, City Lights.
Driving the night across the county line, got nothing left ahead or behind. I know in the night I believe that I would be the man you thought I could. Now, your eyes and cover up my lies to the truth that only you and I can write. As the tears fall down, they hit me like a wave that'll wash me into my grave. The city lights and midnight fights call me home again. I keep talking in your sleep. It quiets the voices in my head. They're out in my head. Oh, 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 oh. So I go there, my friend, to the edge of town, where your loved ones laid me down. Where will decide if the stars align? Who will make it out alive? The city lights and midnight fights call me home again. Keep talking in your sleep. It quiets the voices in my head. It's out in my head. Saw before, and I know how the story goes. Which one wins, no one really knows. It's at the end of the day, how much can you let go? Will you let love win or be on your own? Will you let love win or be on your own?
Brad Bordini,
wow.
Go out great. And listen to this guy.
Thank you guys
both very much.
I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you guys.
Tell your gorgeous wife we said hello.
I will do that.
You know what we got coming up?
Bryce Pop,
one of the greatest outside linebackers in Green Bay Packer history, coming up next.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's all about comedy as I welcome Chicago comedian Pat McGann and host of MeTV's Tune In With Me, Bill Leff. And we get a sneak peek at a new show called Wabino Volunteer Fire.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.